So the first, the study is assigned to us. So the first thing that we have to do once the study is assigned to us, we start talking to the study requesters and trying to understand all the details and nuances about that study. That will help us scope the study. Once the scope is done, we ask the requesters as well as our joint bipartisan oversight committee to look at that draft scope and tell us if we are being responsive to their information needs. Is it on track or did we miss something? But the key point is our office is independent. The evaluations are done independently by us. That means no influence by anybody else. So the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee that assigns us the study, and we ask for their input on the scope, but they do not approve it. We have the final word on that. And once we have settled the scope, then we design the evaluation approach. Team starts working. And after that, when the first draft is ready, then it has gone through some internal quality control, and the draft is ready. It goes out to the agency that we reviewed, or if there is any other relevant agency that might provide useful information. Once the technical comments are done and we have revised the draft, then draft is given to the agency that we evaluated or any other relevant agency, as well as to the governor, and we ask them to provide their formal comments about our evaluation findings, conclusions, and recommendations. And that formal response is included in the report, and we rarely do any rebuttal of that response. We just include as it is given, and the agency and the governor, they get the last word on our work. And also, as I mentioned earlier, the use of consultants, we not only do internal quality control, we also ask a consultant to look at our report and make sure everything is right and there is no problem with the tone of the report, balance of the report, and there are no biases there, explicit or implicit.